Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today, we might be familiar with the economic crises that nations can face when financial systems collapse and no safeguards are put in place to mitigate their impact. But in the 19th century, there were yet examples of the Great Depression, Black Monday, or the Great Recession of 2007 to learn from. So on this day, February 5th, 1848, amid growing economic distress brought on by the collapse of the West Indies Bank, the Barbadian published a series of resolutions which aimed to address the urgent financial challenges that faced depositors and the wider community. The resolutions were published following a meeting of depositors held on February 3rd at the courthouse and chaired by James T. Rogers, Esquire. Foremost among these was the depositors' expressed desire to safeguard their own financial interests, while they also hoped to ensure shareholders and others connected to the bank did not suffer unnecessary hardship. In this spirit, they pledged what they termed reasonable cooperation and patience throughout the liquidation process. It was further acknowledged that approximately 3 years would be required to conclude the bank's operations and repay depositors in full through a structured system of installments. During this period, depositors would be permitted to have the bank's affairs reviewed by individuals of their choosing, subject to confidentiality. This proposal had already received the director's approval and was formally ratified at the meeting. Another resolution supported the appointment of two inspectors to examine the bank's affairs from time to time, in coordination with the directors and as they considered necessary. Additionally, a 12-member committee of superintendents was to be established, with any 5 members constituting a quorum. This committee will convene at least once monthly to receive reports from the inspectors and implement any further measures deemed necessary to protect depositors' interests. A comprehensive report would also be presented every 6 months at a general meeting. To fund the committee's activities, depositors agreed to contribute 10 cents from every $100 held in the bank. Finally, it was resolved that these measures would be published twice in all newspapers across the island. Depositors who had been absent from the meeting were invited to signify their approval or dissent, either in person or in writing, on or before February 14th. Responses were to be submitted to Messrs. E.A. Moses, Samuel Jackman Prescott, and Alexander Strunup, who consented to serve as a provisional committee and present the feedback at the subsequent meeting convened for that purpose. As fears of economic fallout grew due to the collapse of the West Indies Bank, several proposals designed to facilitate its winding up, while also balancing the interests of all parties involved, were published in the Barbadian on this day, February 5, 1848.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.